UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon on Wednesday backed an initiative by Italy to push for a worldwide moratorium on the death penalty. The new UN chief appealed to the international community to, quote, respect and comply with all international humanitarian laws, notably in putting an end to capital punishment.
There is some growing tendency to see some faced out of these death penalties, and I encourage that trend.
Ban, a South Korean on his first trip outside North America since taking office on January 1st at the United Nations, created a stir on his second day on the job by saying capital punishment was up to individual nations. The statement triggered criticism from human rights groups, prompting his spokeswoman to add later that Ban believed in the need to work to abolish the death penalty, although he was aware that nations differed on the issue. The 27-nation European Union is also likely to back Italy's call, which is to be discussed at the UN in the coming months. The move is expected to face opposition from the United States and China, however, which still allow capital punishment. Ban says he aims to work closely with the European Union in many areas, notably to resolve the conflict in Sudan's Darfur region and other African crises, as well as fighting climate change.
We have learned a great lesson from our history, from Rwandan genocide, and international community must do whatever possible to prevent a reoccurrence of this kind of situations. Now, there are still many areas where people are suffering from this violence and civilian killings, and that is why I'm very much committed to work on these matters.
The rest of Ban's travel schedule illustrates his point. His next stop is Paris for a Lebanon donors conference. Next week, he goes to Addis Ababa for a summit of African Union leaders, where he says he'll press for progress on Darfur, Somalia, Chad, and Ivory Coast. For VOA News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.